We're going to try and get an update on Nikolai Goldobin and if there is a sort of timetable for when he can possibly play for the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, well, to speak to him, we have Igor on the line right now. Mr. Larionov, the professor himself, how are you today, sir?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're fantastic. Well. And, the big question for us with you has to do with Nikolai Goldobin, of course. Now, this is a kid who has all-world talent. I mean, he's been doing everything the team has been asking him down in Utica so far. How have you noticed his play so far? Are you sort of seeing him become a more complete player with the Comets right now?
Well, I watched him a couple of games, and I'm going to watch him tomorrow live in Laval and flying tomorrow morning to catch the game. And I guess I can tell you so far what I saw, and I really, really like his game all around. So like you guys mentioned, so he's been paying attention to the details, playing defensively. So, but his main character or like a feature, so he's an offensive guy, so skilled, and that's what he's been best at. So, and I guess right now, so that's just a matter of time. When he got the chance to be called up to the Canucks, so I think he's going to be ready to make another step and stay there.
You're right, and I mean, I know that Nikolai was disappointed when he was first sent down, but how encouraged are you and him that he will get a chance at some point this season? Do you feel like the team is going to give him a chance to play with the Canucks here at some point this season?
Well, you know what, it's I can't really control that because it's all about the management. So, and the team been doing well, so they won back-to-back, like two tough games on the road right now. So, and I guess there's not many injuries, and to me, I think it's better for him to play now and Utica, like to be on ice for like 22 minutes of 18 minutes, whatever he's getting there, and instead of sitting on the press box watching the game from upstairs. So I think it's for the young kid like that, I think you've got to been playing. So, but at the same time, I told them just like a few minutes ago, I said, just don't be discouraged. Just go out and do your job, you know, like put your smile on and be professional. And things are going to work out for you. So, you know, it's not the first time and happened to him or anybody else, but it's all about the patient. So I know the management of Canucks really likes him. And I guess they just right now kind of evaluate his progress and he's been doing really well in the Utica. So hopefully soon, he's going to be a big part of the Vancouver Canucks moving forward.
Talking to Igor Larionov, former Canuck and agent to Nikolai Goldobin. Igor, has it been a challenge for Nikolai to see some other players go up to the Vancouver Canucks, even if it's for a short period of time?
You know what? It's we talk about it, but I guess when you look at the bigger picture, so I think it's as I mentioned before. So you know, you can go like to spend a week watching the games and eating popcorn in the press box. So, but it doesn't make anything good for the players. So you know, you gotta be in timing wise, you gotta be playing the game, and when the time comes, so you have to come and play. Don't sit around, and that's what I told him. You know, that's better for him. And you know, I had a nice conversation with Jim Benning and the other day, and so everything is good. So I guess we got some patience, and there's no rush. So but at the same time, obviously, kind of anticipation like for him to come and show what he can do to play in this and next level.
With the kind of success that Brock Besser is having here with the Canucks, is there any doubt in your mind that Nikolai Goldobin could have the same kind of offensive impact for this team should he be given an opportunity?
Well, it depends how you're going to use the kid. So you know what, it's obviously he's like a very, very talented, high skill guy. So and sometimes you become a victim of the system of the coach, and if the coach kind of unleash him and give him a chance to play his style, obviously with some responsibility and defense, I think he can do same as Bosser.
Right. And Igor, I know I read your piece in the Players Tribune a couple of years ago, and you sort of talked about how often young skill players have their talent stifled by the NHL, sort of how teams are playing and stuff like that. Like, how important do you think it is to give young players like, say, Besser and Goldobin a chance to really be successful in an offensive role?
Well, that's the wisdom of the coach. If the coach see that not seeing like today or yesterday, if coach seeing for tomorrow, and you see like in this kid can do a lot of things, And you can see like every game, every like week, every like 2 weeks, every month, when you send the player down. So, and you're obviously getting reports like on him, and see like if his like overall level has been improving, and especially like they would worry about his like defensive ability to play like a two-way game. So, but at the same time, you know, if some players need a little bit of more room, like to be creative, and that's what Goldie is all about. So that's what as soon as the coach realized that, and as soon as Goldie going to put in the right situation, I don't see any trouble to blend into that team and start to contribution and scoring some goals and help the team to win the games.
I mean, Goldie's a kid who came over and played in the OHL before he was drafted. It's clear that his whole entire goal since he was a kid was to play in the National Hockey League. Everything he's done so far has been with the goal to play in the NHL. But of course, because he is from Russia and the fact that Trampkin left the team last year, there are people who are fans mostly who are sort of apprehensive and are worried that if Goldobin doesn't get a chance, he may want to go back to Russia. What do you say to that?
You know what? It's you know, it's at some point you start to wonder, start to kind of ask questions, and what's you know, I've been doing a lot of good things here, and it's been 6 years now since then, across the big pond and play in the junior hockey and then and American League and a little bit of NHL. So and it's 22, still kind of young. But you know, in his mind, in my mind, there's no way, you know, he can jump and go and play in the KHL right now, because you know, it's been it's kind of like been tough journey for him, like in the 6 years. But I would say it's very like beneficial and helpful, and you know, he's growing up as a man and a hockey player, and as soon as the opportunity comes, so that's what you want to like the coach and staff, they got to be patient, and you know, as soon as they're going to give him a little bit of encouraging kind of hope, and then Golden going to deliver it. So that's, I have no doubt in my mind.
I mean, you were drafted by the Canucks back in 1985, and you played for them in 89, and then, you know, you moved on and played 921 games in NHL. And it was a real big challenge for Russian players coming up during your time. Do you feel like some of the unfair publicity that Russian players are getting still exists, or do you think it has changed a lot? Because I still see sometimes people make the,
you know,
taking
what,
these
it's,
easy
it's
comments.
All it's all individual. So, you know, you can't really judge, like, let's say, like, a Shipachev went back to Russia. So you can't really judge everybody or somebody else, like, decided to go back to Russia. So, you know, every situation is different. So, you know, nobody talk about, like, one of the players of Vancouver just like terminated his contract, went to Switzerland. So Rodin, so it's a Swedish player,
right?
You know, so but you know, I don't want to like kind of judge like by one or two players about the rest of the Russians. You know, so like if, you know, obviously my advice to all my players, you know, it's a long journey, so you have to be patient. You know, you have to no matter what happens, like there's obstacles on the way, but you have to overcome them and you know, and keep working hard and be positive, and things are going to work out for you. So that's what Goldie has been doing. That, but at some point, you know, when you're getting so close to that kind of over the hump, and when you can get to the like with the big boys, so it's going to take maybe a little extra mile, like of patience and the hard work. And that's what I expect that Goldie will be doing, that extra mile, and soon, you know, he'll be kind of happy to see him in Vancouver and scoring some goals in the. And display his high skill.
Yeah, we'd love to see Goldie here. And before I let you go, I want to ask you one question about Neil Yakupov. Of course, he's sort of been up and down where he was in Edmonton, St. Louis. And this year in Colorado, it seems like he's finally sort of finding some footing. 10 points in 20 games, 7 goals. Is he starting to feel more comfortable now? Do you feel like he's starting to sort of be the player people maybe expected he would be?
You know what? It's kind of like funny. So, you know, Yak was... before he went to Edmonton, so he spent like some time in Detroit before he went to his first NHL season. So this time around, so I asked him to come again to train with me in August. So he came before Colorado, and also we spent some time talking. I told him what I can see in his game. We changed a couple of things in his even the stick. You know, stick like change the lie and change the curve and that kind of stuff, and work on a lot of things when he has to be patient with the puck and the play position right. And that's kind of stuff like been delivered to him when he was here in Detroit. And now when he played with a young team, which is like not much expectation, young team, Joe Sakic trying to rebuild the team, bringing some like high speed. But I'm really, very, really, really impressed with the skill level. You know, I watched the Colorado. I was at the game in Detroit the other day. And that's what the last shift when they scored the goal and tied the game 3-3, you know, remind me like of Detroit when we winning like Stanley Cups in Detroit, when the puck position was just superb and outstanding, and the patience with the players, like when they move in the puck for the last minute and a half, that's the game you want to see, and that's what the game the Colorado playing now. And Yak has been a big part of that team, you know, with his attitude, his enthusiasm, and his speed and the shot. I'm glad so he's like playing a big role for the team. So I'm very happy for the kid because of it. He's been kind of like a microscope for the last like 5 years in the Edmonton and then St. Louis, and finally now he just looks like he's found his home.
Yeah, sometimes players just need sort of a place where they can have some confidence and get away from the spotlight, and it helps to turn their game around. But hey, Igor Larionov, agent for Nikolai Goldobin, Neil Yakupov, and Hockey Hall of Famer, really appreciate you giving us some time here on Sportsnet 650.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right, that is Igor Larionov.